Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, May 3rd, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. Meta is winding down podcasting on Facebook. Podcasters will no longer be able to add shows to Facebook as of this week, and the company will remove them entirely on June 3rd of this year. The Audio Hub and Soundbite service will close sometime in the coming weeks, but live audio rooms will continue by being folded into Facebook Live. A Meta spokesperson says the move will help the company focus on the most meaningful experiences. Spotify announced Spotify Island in Roblox is now live, which gives players access to quests, the ability to unlock some free items, and access to an in-game merch store. The store features exclusive Spotify-branded merch that could be worn in other Roblox areas, as well as merchandise based on artists, who will receive Spotify's portion of the sale minus Roblox's cut. Spotify Island features a soundtrack using Soundtrap, a Spotify audio creation tool, and there's a new playlist available on Spotify itself called Spotify Island available to stream. The new Roblox area features a concert stage, but no performances have been announced yet. Fortnite's been hosting concerts since 2020, and last year Roblox partnered with Sony Music to bring more artists to the platform. Reuters reports Elon Musk is in talks with high-net-worth individuals and large investment firms about financing his $44 billion Twitter acquisition. New financing, which could come in the form of preferred or common equity, would lessen the necessity for Musk's own wealth to be tied up in the deal. Sources say Musk has also been talking with Twitter's current major shareholders about possibly rolling their existing stakes into the deal instead of cashing out. Musk tweeted he would try to keep as many investors in Twitter as possible. Elon Musk would owe a $1 billion termination fee to Twitter if he walks away from the deal. Back in March, Google announced a voluntary recall for 1.7 million Fitbit Ionic smartwatches following reports of 78 burns. A lawsuit has now been filed in the United States District Court, Northern District of California, claiming the recall is not broad enough and the defects affect all Fitbit devices. The complaint accuses Fitbit of deflecting blame to consumer hygiene, and the recall doesn't cover enough products or offer adequate compensation. The suit is seeking class action status. Healthcare startup MyNurse is shutting down at the end of the month following a data breach that exposed personal health information of users. MyNurse provides chronic care management and remote patient monitoring services. A notice filed with the California Attorney General's office noted the breach was discovered on March 7th and an unauthorized individual accessed healthcare data, including medical histories, treatments, health insurance information, and financial information. Affected patients were not notified until April 29th. Though the company states the closure is unrelated to the data security incident, it has not provided another statement. Apple accused a stealth mode startup Revos of stealing trade secrets in a complaint filed on Friday. Reuters reports Apple alleges at least two former employees stole gigabytes of confidential data to take to Revos, jobs they acquired as part of Revos's coordinated campaign to poach employees from Apple's chip design division. The complaint notes Apple has reason to believe that Rivos instructed at least some Apple employees to download and install apps for encrypted communications before communicating with them further. The information source says Meta will release 4 virtual reality headsets by 2024, according to an internal roadmap. Meta already announced the Project Cambria headset arriving this year. Project Cambria is rumored to cost $800, though a Meta spokesperson said it would cost significantly higher. Cambria will run on Android and is marketed as a work device. Funston will follow in 2024, and 2 cheaper Quest devices will ship in 2023 and 2024. The Verge found a new Microsoft support page detailing the Edge Secure Network, a Cloudflare-supported VPN service for Microsoft's Edge browser. Edge Secure Network offers 1 GB of data use per month for free and requires logging into a Microsoft account. The feature is still under development, and Microsoft said it will roll it out to the public as part of an overall security update, but no date has been announced yet. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration announced $3.1 billion in funding for domestic production of advanced batteries for electric vehicles. The funding is part of the bipartisan infrastructure law enacted last year. The White House said Monday a separate $60 million would go to grants for battery recycling initiatives. Tesla already produces batteries within the U.S. Ford and General Motors are building factories to do the same. The Dutch Authority for Consumers and Markets rejected another Apple proposal for App Store changes to allow dating app developers to use third-party payment systems. This dispute started in December, and Apple has been fined approximately $55 million to date, the current cap. The ACM concludes changes made on March 30th remain insufficient, with Apple saying developers using alternative payment systems would still owe a 27% commission on in-app sales. Apple receives 30% from sales within its own system. An ACM statement reads, "As the previous orders subject to periodic penalty payments failed to deliver the desired outcome, ACM is currently preparing a new order subject to periodic penalty payments." And Amazon will make it easier to load ebooks not purchased from Amazon to Kindle e-readers through the Send to Kindle system. Expected in late 2022, the Send to Kindle system will support automatically converting EPUB files to Kindle's proprietary format without requiring a third-party site. However, Kindle users still won't be able to natively load EPUB files, so the conversion remains necessary. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.